Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Sunday, September 25th, 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Pixel Specialty Solutions will be closing its mill in Jay, Maine. Also making headlines this past week, Cascades has announced the temporary shutdown of one of its two paper machines at its St. Helens, Oregon tissue facility. We'll have more on both of these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, September 23rd, at 44.74, down 363 points, or 7.5% from the September 16th close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 35-to-1 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 6%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's only winner was Innis Incorporated, gaining 2.1%. The biggest decliner for the week was Cascades, closing down 16.3%. Over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 66%, while the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 72%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 6%, while the PM40 is down 12.6%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failurepreventionist.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years' experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dayline Austria. Sappi invests in label paper production at Gratkorn Mill in Austria. Packaging and specialty paper manufacturer Sappi Europe will be making a significant long-term investment to further strengthen its label paper business. As of the end of 2023, production capacities for label papers will be extended at the Gratkorn Mill in Austria. The double-digit million euro investment in technological innovations, such as a new embossing calendar, will enable the modern paper mill to produce high-quality, wet-strength, wet-glue label paper. Now, to ensure 100% continuous availability and fast delivery of its premium label papers to its partners, Sappi has been proactively positioning itself for the future. With its European mills in Alfeld, Germany, and Carmignano, Italy, as well as in Somerset, United States, the course has already been set for secure production and seamless supply chains, Sappi said. Now, those mills are supplemented by Gratkorn, one of the largest and most modern paper mills in Europe, to ensure the higher capacities and supply reliability the market demands now more than ever. Thanks to the central locations of Gratkorn production sites, transportation distances are short, which saves energy and reduces environmental impact, Sappi said. At the same time, more efficient, shorter production cycles ensure fast delivery and even more flexible response to customer requirements, Sappi said. Dayline Germany. Mondi invests in new research and development center at Mondi Steinfeld. Mondi, a global leader in packaging and paper, is investing around 5 million euros in a new research and development facility at Mondi Steinfeld in Germany. This investment will support customers by helping them to develop solutions that achieve their sustainability goals. Construction on the facility has commenced, and when completed, will include pilot lines for both plastic and paper-based solutions, from coating, film extrusion, and printing, to filling lines for multiple products. The center will also have an analytical laboratory, as well as a floor dedicated to a customer experience center, which will provide an open environment to meet and collaborate with customers at an early stage in the development of new innovations. Now, that sounds exciting. The R&D Center will bring together experts with extensive knowledge of different materials and packaging types. Extrusion coating, aqueous coating, and siliconization will be available, as well as various printing machines. Filling lines for different materials, including both horizontal and vertical filling, forming, and sealing equipment will allow customers to conduct trials without interrupting their own running production. The facility also enables Mondi to work with its customers to develop pilot-scale solutions on-site and to accelerate the process from idea to a scaled solution.
Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically.
Dayline Finland. Metsä Board starts pre-engineering for a new folding boxboard mill in Kasinken, Finland. Metsä Board has started its pre-engineering for a new folding boxboard mill in Kasinken, Finland. I think I pronounced it better that time. Metsä Board announced in May of 2022 that it is exploring possibilities to increase folding boxboard capacity in Finland or Sweden in order to support its customers' growth and to strengthen its service capability. Now, as a result of that study, the company has started pre-engineering for a new folding boxboard mill with a annual capacity of approximately 800,000 metric tons at the Kaskinen mill site in Finland. The pre-engineering phase will include technical design, design of infrastructure and logistics solutions, and tendering for the main equipment. As part of the pre-engineering, an environmental impact assessment and an environmental permit process will be launched. The company estimates that the possible investment decision could be made in 2024 at the earliest. The pre-engineering for the new folding boxboard mill is based on fossil-free production and world-class resource and production efficiency. Thanks to the best available technology, the consumption of raw materials, energy, and water per metric ton of folding boxboard produced will be significantly lower when compared with the existing mills. The product concept would benefit from Metsä Board's long-term development work in the production of premium lightweight paperboards.
And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures, no physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Port Huron, Michigan. Dunn Paper to close Port Huron mill after 98 years. Dunn Paper will close its Port Huron location on November 18th. Ashley Carpenter, Vice President of Human Resources for Dunn Paper, said the Port Huron mill currently has about 100 employees. They were notified of the closure this past Tuesday. Carpenter said that the closure is due to ongoing challenges to generate positive cash flow in the face of adverse economic factors. Now, Carpenter said, She included that none of the other Dunn Paper locations are being considered for closure. Dunn Paper has one other location in Michigan in Menominee. Quote, we are definitely offering relocation to our other mills if there are positions open, as well as doing everything we can to help them transition to new jobs, Carpenter said of the employees in Port Huron. The Port Huron mill started operation in 1924, according to the company's website. In August of 2021, Domtar Corporation announced that it would be closing its Port Huron mill at 1700 Washington Avenue, eliminating about 200 jobs. That mill had been in operation for more than 130 years. Dateline Seattle, Washington. Union members picket outside of Weyerhaeuser headquarters in Seattle. Striking union members from across Washington gathered to picket outside a Weyerhaeuser corporate headquarters in Seattle's Pioneer Square neighborhood this past Tuesday morning. The Washington-based company is one of the biggest timberland and wood manufacturing companies in the U.S. Members of the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, also affectionately known as the IAMAW Union, have been on strike since September 12th. The union is calling for better wages to keep up with inflation, maintaining current vacation days, and better health care and retirement benefits. Weyerhaeuser has about 1,200 union members, which includes employees in the company's wood products and timberland organizations. The union said the workers overwhelmingly voted down the company's contract proposal on September 2nd. Union members went on strike September 12th after they said the company's final offer had improvements but came nowhere close to what its members wanted or deserve. Weyerhaeuser lists 4 locations in Washington and Oregon on its website as major production hubs. The strike is having an impact at all 4 of those locations. Dateline Taylor, British Columbia. Canfor Taylor Pulp Mill restart now not expected until 2023. Canfor says it doesn't expect to consider restarting its Taylor Pulp Mill until next spring. Michelle Ward, a spokesperson for Canfor, says based on the ongoing discussion with the company's transportation partners, the supply chain backlog is not expected to significantly improve before the end of the year. She adds that winter is generally a more challenging time for rail transportation. Ward says, quote, "We have therefore been preparing to winterize the facility in anticipation that it will likely be next spring before we could consider restarting Taylor a pulp," she said in an email. This follows Canfor's statement on Monday that production capacity at most solid wood facilities across the province will be reduced for 2 weeks, starting September 26th. The curtailment will be followed by the resumption of reduced operating schedules until the end of 2022. Quote, "We are temporarily curtailing production in British Columbia due to the reduced market demand," said Don Kane, the president and CEO of Canfor. Kane continues, quote, "We will leverage our global operating platform to prioritize the requirements of our customers," end of quote. Canfor expects the curtailment to lead to a reduction of approximately 200 million board feet of production capacity. Employees will have the opportunity to work during the downtime to complete maintenance projects and other site activities to limit the impact, said a press release. In August, its second quarter results for 2022, Canfor said that the Taylor Pulp Mill curtailment would continue until more normal transportation levels resume. The initial Taylor Mill curtailment was announced in February of 2022, followed by a 6-week extension in March. Now, in May, the company stated that the curtailment would most likely stay in place until the fall. At this time, Ward has confirmed that around 80 employees have been affected, saying the company sincerely regrets its impact on residents, their families, and the community. Ward said back in May, a small crew of about 20 people will be maintained at the mill to facilitate shipments as they receive rail cars. According to the second quarter results, the curtailment at Taylor Pulp Mill has resulted in reduced production by about 60,000 metric tons. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call 1-number 770 347-1400 to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline J, Maine. Pixel Specialty Solutions to close mill in J, Maine. Pixel Specialty Solutions, LLC, which describes itself as a leading manufacturer of specialty papers in North America, has announced that the mill located in J, Maine will close in the first quarter of 2023. The mill employs approximately 230 people who will be affected by the closure. The mill produces specialty label and release papers, as well as industrial and packaging solutions for e-commerce and food service. Its two paper machines have a capacity of 230,000 short tons annually. Here comes a quote. Quote, "The dedicated and skilled paper-making employees in our mill in J, Maine have worked tirelessly to achieve financial sustainability in challenging economic times," says Timothy R. Hess, president and CEO of Pixel. Timothy R. Hess continues, quote, "They have produced products of the highest quality and maintained a safe work environment. In economic forces beyond our control have combined to make profitable operations at this mill unsustainable. We are grateful for the efforts of the employees and are committed to assisting them with offers of continued employment at other Pixel locations or outplacement support," end of quote. Now, the mill has endured significant business and financial challenges that were compounded by the April 2020 rupture of one of its pulp digesters and catastrophic damage impacting the continued operability of the entire pulp mill. No one was injured in the event, and the mill subsequently transitioned into higher-margin specialty products and invested capital to increase operational efficiencies while operating on purchased pulp. The company intends to work with its customers where possible to transition their products to other Pixel mills or to plan for volumes of orders in the limited production leading up to the mill closure. One more quote, quote, "Pixel will continue to manufacture high-quality specialty solutions for our valued customers at our three specialty mills in Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, and Ohio," said David E. Dickerhorf, Senior Vice President of Sales and Marketing. Dickerhorf says, he continues by saying, "Business conditions and strength of our broad range of products will offer us continued growth opportunities in serving our customers in the specialty labels, food packaging, industrial specialties, and premium printing markets," end of quote. Dateline Kings E. Falls, Quebec. Cascades announces the temporary shutdown of one of its two paper machines at its St. Helens, Oregon tissue facility. Cascades has announced the temporary shutdown of one of its two tissue machines at its St. Helens, Oregon facility. The machine has an annual production capacity of 50,000 tons of tissue made from virgin fiber and supplies the company's converting plants, primarily the Scrapapoose, Oregon facility. Production of the second machine, located in a separate building, is not impacted. Following inspections carried out as part of its annual maintenance shutdown, which began back on September 11th, it was determined that additional verification of the structural condition of the building is required. The length of the shutdown is currently being determined. Cascades reiterates that the safety of its employees is a priority. The company is evaluating the financial and operational impacts of the situation on the forecast for its tissue operations in the current year and will provide additional information once this analysis has been completed. Dateline Circleville, Ohio. Sofidel employee flown to critical care hospital after his hand gets stuck in a machine. A Sofidel employee was flown to a Columbus area hospital after getting his hand caught in a machine back on September 21st. According to early reports, just after 9 p.m. local time, a 911 call came into the Pickaway Sheriff's Office of a man who was injured after his hand got stuck in a machine and suffered a severe injury at the Sofidel mill off of U.S. 23. They reported that they were able to get his hand removed, but it was bleeding significantly. Emergency squads took the man to a local hospital, but then flew him to Columbus, the state capital, because of the injuries. His identification was not released. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are globalpapermoney.com and nipimpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.